13 minutes after 10. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the second hour of our outside broadcast. And this morning, we are coming to you live from Kelvin, Marlboro. And the first installment of the Rihla has come to an end, and that is the spelling bee. We're now moving on to the second leg of the journey, and that is the speech contest. And alhamdulillah, it's a buzzing atmosphere here. It's an electrifying experience, mashallah, for all the people who are participating in this program. But Yusuf, I must tell you, whenever I'm on air, I receive a tweet from a person known as Yunus Bamji.
Ji.
I always thought he was a youngster, maybe late 30s, you know. But today I met him and he asked me, what's your name? I said, Habib Bobat. And he said,
Subhanallah.
And I said, he says, you're Yunus Bamji. And I interacted with you on Twitter and I was like, I really thought, uncle, you were like 25 or 27. But mashallah, uncle, he's in his late 50s, 60s, 70s. Mashallah. 63 years old. He is 63 years old and he's tweeting and favoriting and retweeting and quoting and hashtagging and all.
Alhamdulillah, moving up with the times, there's absolutely nothing wrong in there.
Mashallah. Mullah Sahib, are we ready to... Yes, Mullah Sahib is going to give us a format for the second round, that is the speech contest, inshallah. And Mullah Sahib will take you through the procedure. And thereafter, Mullah Sahib, we can start.
Ji.
Okay.
So, firstly, the four participants that we have in front of us from EBSIC, Abdullah bin Salam Islamic Center, grade 9, we have Akifa Raja. Then from Azadul Muslim School, from grade 8, we have Fiza Khan Deen. Then from Johannesburg Muslim School, we have Riyad Ayub. And fourthly, from the Nasia Muslim School, we have Husna Maswangiani. Is that correct? Jazakallah. So these are the four participants for our speech contest. Very quickly, just to read out the rules for you. What's going to happen in this category is basic, very easy. The format is as follows. There will be four students from four different schools. And time limit for this will be 3 minutes maximum. So the time limit is 3 minutes maximum. And the winners will receive 1,500 rand cash. And the second prize, that will be the runners-up, will receive 750 rand. So this is a simple rule. There will be 3 minutes. And then inshallah after that, our presenter, Maulana Yusuf Umar, will be asking impromptu question, but that does not count for marks. That is just to make the things more exciting. He's going to ask you on your topic, the topic that was given to everybody. It's the same topic. Just to mention the topic for this week is obesity in children and teenagers. So all four participants that are sitting in front of us, inshallah, they have the same topic. Time limit is 3 minutes, and inshallah we can commence. And our judges, and inshallah we will keep time, and then we'll notify them, inshallah.
Gee, the first student to come up, we'll start off with EBSIC. That is Akifa Raja, a grade 9 student. Now, the spelling bee, we focused... Yes, before... The spelling bee, we focused more on grade 7, grade 6. It's a war of the words. We're moving on now. As we move on to the speech contest, we're moving up literally a grade or two higher. It's a bit more complicated, of course. It's not just spelling out one word, but rather it's the molding or the bringing together of many words, multiple words. Like Maulana Suhaib said with regard to an impromptu question, I've seen a few of the participants, one of them almost fell off his chair. Relax. It's not for marks. After you give your speech, we might ask you a question, but it's not for marks. We just want you to be relaxed. We just want you to speak, and we want you to understand that all these people sitting here, they all had a good theory. They're not going to eat you up. Our judges as well, they're not going to eat you up. And of course, I'm not going to eat you up. Just be yourself. But before we start off with the contestant, let's have a quick word from our judges.
Marv, just a few house rules for speech. Speech contest is very different from any other presentation. Mm. So any background noise or anyone whispering or talking affects both the speaker, because it unsettles them, and sure, also for us, because we're listening to background noise, we're listening to them presenting, and I don't think it's fair. Every contestant deserves the same respect and silence. So like cell phones, whether they're beeping or vibrating or ringing, and also people talking. You know, if they want to have a chat, then rather outside. And the third thing is not anyone to leave and come back into the room, because it really unsettles the speaker. Mm. Okay.
All right. And just a reminder to the contestants as well. As soon as you start, we'll start the 3 minutes. When it hits 3 minutes, you're going to stop. Even if you got one sentence or you're coming to the most interesting part, when you hit the 180-second mark, which is 3 minutes, you're going to have to stop you. Everything after you, whatever you say after that, the judges are not going to listen to. Okay?
Before you go on, please, if anybody would like to leave the room, you leave now and you only come in when the next speaker begins. Do not come in whilst anyone is speaking. So if you have to leave the room urgently, please leave now. Otherwise, you wait for the next contestant. Like Sushana said, it is very distracting. Please, if you have any cell phones, put that off, any other thing, and give everyone a fair chance. Jazakumullah.
Once you start, then inshallah our timekeeper is Norman Panchbaya. Inshallah he will notify once the time is up. As soon as you say your first word, that's when the time and the clock will start. As soon as you say the first word, be it assalamu alaikum, good morning, or whatever sentence you want to start off with, the first word that will be uttered, from then the time will commence.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Obesity in children and teenagers. Obesity is a condition where a person has accumulated so much body fat that it might have a negative effect on their health. This is a simplified and polite definition of a fat person, not those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has naturally created with a larger body mass, but those who utilize their stomachs as a warehouse storage space. But then, just ponder the words of the wisest of all physicians, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has stated, "No human ever filled a vessel worse than the stomach." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further advised us to fill our stomach with a third for food, a third for drink, and a third for air. Do we follow such healthy advice? No. Like many other advices of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we chose to ignore. According to the Heart and Stroke Foundation essay, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 5 boys between the ages of 2 and 14 are overweight or obese. Once again, they speak of overweight instead of overweight, which is a clearer description of such individuals. As Muslim children and teenagers, we have no reason or excuse to be called fat, I mean obese. Remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said, overeating does not go with good health. Doctors, dietitians, and other health experts all concur with the wise words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about good eating habits. Exercise and physical activities have been encouraged by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and again, our obese children and teenagers define a trip from the couch to the fridge as exercise. Our overindulgent kids and teenagers are crazy about sport. To maintain these unsightly bellies and double chins, they spend hours playing all types of sports and games. Problem is, they do so through Xbox, PlayStation, and other such devices. Just fulfilling your daily 5 prayers and walking to the masjid will go a long way in contributing to the daily exercise requirement. Running errands for your parents and assisting in household chores are other methods of exercising, not forgetting the spiritual rewards thereof. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Food for one is enough for two, and food for two is enough for three, and food for three is enough for four." Sadly, our obese friends seem to be poor students of math, since they calculate food for four is enough for one. Obesity is also associated with a number of diseases. Eat-outs and fast food solutions have replaced healthy home-cooked meals. Research has found that children whose mothers spend more than 36 hours at work were more likely to be overweight and obese. Rabbi remind kids and teenagers about overindulgence, and the sharp retort is, "Ah, why worry? You only live once." No, my brothers and sisters, you only die once. In a country such as South Africa, where the prevalence of overweight and obesity is becoming an epidemic amongst children and teenagers, the prophetic and wise words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that no human ever filled a vessel worse than the stomach, and food for one is enough for two, is an appropriate barometer in measuring our eating habits and promoting a healthier body.
Yes, there is it. 180 seconds up, 3 minutes. That was Akifa Raja from the Abdullah bin Salam Islamic Center. Akifa, any of your friends here in the crowd?
Yes.
Any of your friends in the crowd?
Yes.
There is. I want you to pick one friend. She mustn't come up, just pick her. Point at her.
Tasneem.
Okay. There's 3 minutes left for iftar. I see everyone smiling, relax, it's just part of a scenario. Right, there's still hours left for iftar.
The listeners on radio, some might be thinking, Yusuf, that there's a countdown for iftar, 3 minutes left.
It's only 25 past 10 in the morning, relax. Look at a scenario. There's your friend. There's 3 minutes left for iftar. In front of her, she has like a half liter Coke. Right? She also has a juicy, oily, greasy steak burger. And she's about to gulp it down or eat it. Now, you have 30 seconds to try to explain to her that, you know what, leave that and just go with the dates and the water and a few salads for now. So, in 30 seconds, you can look at her, it'll make it easier for you. 30 seconds, basically, try to take her away from that greasy burger and put her towards something healthy. You can start now.
It is sooner to eat healthy foods. You will get a lot of reward for it.
She's holding it in her hand.
Finish.
She took a bite. Okay, no problem. Like we said, these questions, it's not for marks, relax. You never lose out any marks. We're just asking just to, you know, bring out the natural speaker within our contestants. Jazakallah for that. Once again, that was Sister Akifa Raja.
And it also gives our judges some time to consult one another. So that's why we have this additional feature. So our listeners that's sitting at home, they can also enjoy some of the answers that you'll hear from our participants.
Masheb, I really like Yusuf's mind and how it works.
Yes, to put to come up with such a scenario. He could have described well also delicious Machacho's burger. Instead of that, he went with greasy. And even if a person looks hears it, he doesn't want to take a bite of it.
MashaAllah.
But it's important. It's important that we learn how to speak. I said this before as well. Whatever profession you go into, remember, and I'm speaking to the students, whatever profession you go into, whichever profession, you can work in a corporate world, you can work in the field or Islamic field, social field, a time will come where you're going to have to speak. You're going to have to speak to people. You're going to have to speak in front of a crowd. Well, so let's move on to contestant number two.
Gee, that is from Azadwal Muslim School. We have Fiza Khan Din, and she's representing Azadwal Muslim School. Her topic is also the same, obesity. Maaf, there's a change of Fiza Khan Din from Azadwal Muslim School. Fiza Khan Din.
MashaAllah.
Fiza, like what Akifa, as soon as you say your first word, your 3 minutes start.
Obesity in children and teenagers. Imagine. Not being able to stand up without needing to lean on something, or only being able to walk.
No, just sorry, man.
The mic. Start again,
we will give you a chance to start again.
Speak in the mic, also, Habib. Put a mic closer.
Right. Just say a word. That's it.
Testing.
Make salam. Say testing 1, 2.
Testing 1.
Alright, that's on. Don't taste it. Just test it. Right.
Obesity in children and teenagers. Imagine not being able to stand up without needing to lean on something, or only being able to walk a few steps before you gasping for breath, or eating enough to feed a small village in Africa. No, I am not talking about some unheard disease, but rather a very common one, known as obesity. We've all heard the word before and might even have a tiny clue what it entails with. According to Palo Alto Medical Foundation, obesity is an obsessive accumulation of body fat such that individuals are 20% heavier than their ideal body weight. Obesity is one of the easiest conditions to recognize, but one of the hardest to treat. It is known to cause 300,000 deaths. Many of us think that obesity only relates to older people. However, that is where we are wrong. Obesity progresses at a very young age and is actually more common than you might think amongst adolescents. Now, what exactly causes obesity? Obesity can be attributed to a large number of causes, and not just poor and unhealthy eating habits. Obesity is influenced by logical, genetic, behavioral, and even cultural factors. It is caused when a person eats more calories than the body burns. Other factors that can lead to obesity during teen years include binge eating, lack of exercise, that is the couch potato kids, family history of obesity, depression or stress, which may cause a person to seek comfort in food. Therefore, contrary to the popular belief, obesity is not only caused by eating Uncle Wyatt's every weekend or running around the corner to Auntie Fatima to pick up some chocolate cake and considering your exercise time for the day, but it can be caused by several factors. Alas, there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. Obesity can be managed and treated by maintaining a weight program. Healthy diet and regular exercise is essential for weight loss. Self-motivation is also the catalyst of weight loss. Therefore, parents of an obese child can improve their child's self-esteem by emphasizing their strengths and positive qualities rather than just focusing on their weight problems. So, ladies and gentlemen, rather than treating obesity with fear and contempt, increase your knowledge on it and start making healthy decisions. Your body will most definitely thank you later on in life. It is never too late to start. Remember, the journey of a lifetime starts with a single step. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. Fiza, where are you going? Wait. That was Fiza Khan, Dean from the Azhara Muslim School. Now, Fiza, you seem like you can speak off the cuff. That's the impression I'm getting, that you're a person that can speak and you can think of words very fast. So I'm going to kind of turn the whole thing upside down for you. You're looking for your friend, okay? And you walk. Now, your friend is overweight, and everybody teases her. And you walk into a room, and you see she's crying, and she's about to take tablets. And when you look at that turn, you realize that these are tablets that can kill you. Basically, she's attempting suicide because everybody's teasing her and she just cannot handle the insults. Now, you have 30 seconds to make her feel good. Remember, you can't tell her now you got to go to the gym. You got to make her feel good. You got to make her understand that there's nothing wrong in being like this. Let's see, 30 seconds.
Listen, my dear sister. Obesity can be cured, and there's no need for you to kill yourself. I know a friend who's a medical practitioner, and she will be more than willing to help you lose weight. And for those who are teasing you, don't worry, as for your good deeds are increasing.
Well, so what do you think the friend done after that?
If she was pious, then maybe she would have considered about good deeds. People are backbiting and making ribbit of her, then maybe that will console her. But being a teenager and youngsters in today's time, I don't think it will convince her. She'll still go ahead. Even though she's fasting, she'll still take those tablets and try and commit suicide.
No, but she made a good point. She's got a friend that can help her. So maybe that will help you.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, Fizaka and Dean of Azanul Muslim School.
See, the third participant for this morning we have is from Johannesburg's Muslim School. Again, he looks the youngest from the rest of them. And like Maulana Habib says, that dynamite comes in small packages. So let's see what he has to offer. Riyad Ayob from Johannesburg Muslim School, inshallah, his topic is also the same, obesity in children and teenagers. Maulana Yusuf, we have kept a common topic so that all the four participants can speak on the same topic. It makes it easier for the judges also to judge on the topic. We are ready, you can start, and inshallah your time will commence then.
A guy says, I'm not saying my wife is fat, but if I had to name the five fattest people in the world, she'd be three of them. This is one of the many fat jokes you've heard before. Assalamu alaikum to all the Radio Islam listeners worldwide. My topic for today is obesity in children and teenagers. The English dictionary definition for obesity is simple and hard-hitting. It says, very fat. It's sad to say, based on statistics, that most of us out there today are obese. The more fearful fact, however, is that the youth of today are falling alarmingly into that category as well. If you make an observation today, you will invariably notice kids and teenagers with solid pot bellies. Don't laugh. I am being brutally honest about this phenomenon. Now, who do we blame? Do we blame the amazing Vert special? Do we blame the toasted steak special? Those delicious, mouth-watering meals are not to blame. We are. We have forgotten what moderation means. When our young, innocent brothers and sisters should be ordering meals or eating with families to merrily fill their stomachs, they are unconsciously eating to feel bloated, lethargic, and lazy after. And that's even before the dessert and tea. 2015 statistics showed that South Africa is the fattest nation in Africa. Did you know 1 in 3 South Africans is deemed obese? My personal view is that kids and teenagers are not encouraged enough to do some kind of sport as a balance. I am constantly aware that if I am not careful, my samosa run one day could be affected. To conclude, my respected brothers, sisters, moms and dads, after Ramadan, inshallah, make a conscious effort to do something constructive for you and for your kids. A very, very, very obese teenager showed up at the movies and gave the usher 2 tickets. "Where's the other person?" asked the usher. "Well," said the lady with a blush, "one seat is a little small and uncomfortable, so I bought 2 tickets. Both are for me."
"Okay with me," the usher said. "There is just one problem. Your seat numbers are 51 and 63.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. It was Riyad Ayub from the Johannesburg Muslim School. Really want to say dynamite comes in small packages. I was looking at Riyad from the time, I think from the spelling bee time.
Yeah.
When Riyad was just sitting there all quiet and, you know, he looked like, you know, when he seen the speakers and the whole setup here, I thought really it just got too much for him. And Alhamdulillah, you really, 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 I don't know about others, but you really surprised me.
Maybe he was saving that energy for now, Maulana Yusuf. He was keeping quiet. He was saving his energy so that he could explode like a dynamite now. MashaAllah. What's the question for him, Maulana Yusuf?
How old are you, Riyad?
I'm turning 14.
You're turning 14. So let's say you're going to start your samosa run at the age of 24. Okay? So in 30 seconds, tell us, in the next 10 years, what's your plan of action to keep fit and keep, you know, keep trim?
My dad is my sportsman dad. He does triathlons and stuff, so he's like my role model. So when he goes out and does that, I like to take away my studying time to fitness stuff. So helping me.
Another question. Now, what if you go there and instead of samosas, they give you bhajans?
I'll cry.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah. That was contestant number 3, Riyad Ayub from Johannesburg Muslim School.
She now the final participant for our category 2, that is Husna Maswan Giani from Lanesia Muslim School. And before that, we're just waiting for our judges. They're just consulting one another. In the meantime, Husna, you can relax, chill, don't be stressed. Inshallah, we are from lands also. If something happens, we'll protect you, don't worry.
Yeah, it's a good atmosphere out here in Kelvin, mashallah. Our judges are busy consulting there. And Maswab, when we just entered, the participant's name Riyad.
Jeez, Riyad.
His dad came to me and he asked, "Hey, tell me, how's it going to work? And my son is a bit nervous." If he's so good when he's nervous, imagine when he's not nervous.
SubhanAllah. And also at times, Mulana Habib, when the students are participating, the parents are more nervous than the participants themselves also. You know, when it comes for Tarawih also, then the parents get more nervous than those people that are performing Tarawih, those Hufaz are performing Tarawih. We get indication from our judges, they are ready, was the final participant for this category. That is Husna Maswan Giani from Lanesia Muslim School. And also, let's see from these 4 participants, who will be walking away with 1,500 cash as in inshallah before Eid, and who will be walking away with 750 rands, and from that, which school after we're done with the competition, which school will receive 5,000 rand cash inshallah. So Husna, are you ready?
You can start, and inshallah we'll start the clock also.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Obesity amongst teenagers and kids. A disease or a choice? If I were to ask you what obesity looks like, would you be able to describe it? I'm certain you would. I would like to approach this topic somewhat differently to what you already know about it. By the end of my speech, you will learn that it's that simple to avoid this dreadful reality. An interesting fact you should know on this topic is that the politically correct term for fat is overweight. And so the fine line between overweight and obesity comes down to body mass. Thus, any mass higher than 30 is considered obese. So what does science tell us about obesity? In many ways, it is a puzzling disease. Even the experts don't know exactly how your body regulates your weight and body fat. What they do know is that a person who eats more than he or she uses for energy each day will gain weight. Apparently, it does take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. So science can't save us after all. Obesity can occur at any age, as early as birth and childhood. I'd like to take a moment to address the most deadly combination of reasons that lead to obesity affecting my teenage peers all over the world. Stress, television, and the video game industry. But I refuse to lay any blame on these statistics. Other leading causes of obesity amongst teenagers include medicines, depression, social isolation, physical disability, and discomfort. One that many teenagers and people will relate to is emotional eating. That is said to occur when one is bored or upset. In many cases, children can also adapt to these tendencies. Like it or not, 99% of eating habits 99% of the time is dictated and determined by the parents' eating lifestyle. This brings me back to my opening statement, obesity amongst teenagers and children, a choice or disease. Obesity has been trending for the last 3 decades and is also one of the leading preventable causes of death. Key word, preventable. But the real scary numbers have been recorded to be on blood sugar, which again begs the question, disease or choice? Dear listeners, it may seem as if the theory and practice are distanced from each other, as is north from south, but I'm here to share a positive message. I may come across as harsh with what I'm about to say, but the responsibility lies on you, foremost to parents and teenagers. We are our own worst enemy. Obesity is a chronic disease that can seriously affect your health. But it's preventable.
That's it. Your 3 minutes is up, Husna. Masha Allah. Before we get to that question, what's your intention? What career path you want to choose?
I want to do gynecology.
Gynecology. Gee. Because when I looked at you speaking, I teach in a school. Gee. So I said, hey, this is a teacher. I don't know why. I don't know. Anyone picked it up, just the way she spoke, the way she... Maybe it's just the strictness, and my teacher's always strict, so maybe that's why. I'm not sure. Gee. But anyways, a question I want to ask you. You know this before and after photos you get Gee. In the newspapers?
Gee.
You know, before it's like obese person, after it's a slim person.
Gee.
Some say it's real, some say it's not real. What's your take on it and why?
I believe that if you work hard to what you want to, what do you want to achieve in life,
right.
Then you can become slim as the before and after effect. So, gee.
All right, mashallah, that was our fourth contestant, Sister Husna Maswangiani from Lanesia Muslim School, LMS. So that's our 4 contestants. All I must say, very interesting. It really shows the talent that not just Johannesburg, but basically the talent that we as Muslims or we as humanity we have within our youth to speak. You know, public speaking, and there's just so much. There's so much. I mean, whether it be the spelling bee speech contest next up as well, or the debate, you're going to see a lot of talent today.
Yes, that's a very interesting point that you brought up. And this is the reason, Maulana Yusuf Umar, that we have these competitions targeting especially the teenagers to showcase the talent that they possess. Some of them are good in writing, some of them are good in speaking, public speaking, some of them are good in spelling. So like this, debates, different. Every year, if we see last 7 or 8 years, Radio Islam is having these competitions. In the month of Ramadan, where we target this age group, if you see 6 or 7 years back, we had speech contests for 2 years. Thereafter, we had debates for 2 years. Then last 2 years, we had our spelling bee. And what we are doing this year, something different, that we incorporating and we merging all these three competitions into one. And also, where the students has to come to a venue to showcase their talent. And also, there's no small money that's been giving away, Maulana Yusuf, up to 50,000 rand, inshallah, will be giving away. So every week, we'll be giving away more than 10,000 rand. Today, now, from these four participants, one will be walking away with 1,500 rand, and second will be walking away with 750 rands.
Yes, sir, it's 10:45. We're going to go for a quick commercial break. When we return, we are going to hear the judges, what's their outcome, inshallah. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International, coming to you live from Kelvin, Marlborough.